Today's Best Country KX104. It's Tater here with you, and we've got the North Platte FNBO Nationals baseball coach, seniors baseball coach in studio, Ricky Holm. Good morning, sir.
How are we doing, Tanner?
I'm good. About a year ago, you were kicking off the Ricky Holm era when we were introducing you as the coach. Back for year two after a very successful year one. I can't think of the win total off the top of my head.
35 and 21.
35 and 21. Obviously, it was a fun finish at the state tournament. Some wild finishes. In some big wins. You graduated heavy. That was a fun year, though, last year.
Yeah, it was. It was a good introduction for me to the North Platte Legion program. Obviously, was blessed. Came in with a group of seven seniors that led the way. Real old team. I believe it was the most wins since 2001. Most wins at state since at least the early 90s. So it was good to send that seniors group out on a high note. But now, you know, kind of got our work cut out for us with quite a young team this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a graduating heavy class, it comes a younger group. And so it's kind of it's an opposite. And I suppose from a coaching standpoint, it's probably a total different feel here in the spring.
Yeah. We're going to have a few freshmen getting meaningful innings on seniors, few sophomores. So definitely a different feeling of getting the young guys in, but also like the competitiveness, you know, because everybody knows there's so many innings, so many at-bats to be had that it's been kind of bred a real competitive environment, which I think is the best, you know, for long-term success.
Season begins May 17th. I believe it's Ogallala.
Ogallala, yep.
And is that at home?
It's at home.
Yep. All right, so there you go. Billwood Field to kick off the season next week. And, I haven't really looked over the schedule yet, but fairly similar to last year?
I believe we're in one less tournament. We're going to Cheyenne again for 4th of July. Our big tournament last year was Battle of Omaha during College World Series. This year we're going to Omaha but playing in the Creighton Prep tournament instead, just to kind of play some different teams. The Grand Island Hastings tourney we'll be playing in. Pretty similar schedule. Maybe a few less games, but all in all, you know, it'll be a heavy enough schedule that we'll have to cut our teeth early. So,
juniors, seniors, and I know that juniors, we'll give a plug for them. You got a new coach in Cole Herrick.
Yep. Cole Herrick, teacher and coach over at Brady, actually going to be moving to the high school here in North Platte next year. So, got some coaching experience. He played baseball, but never coached baseball. So, a little bit of him learning, kind of coaching baseball as we go here. But so far, he's came in and been part of the team, and the players respect him. So far, so good for Coach Herrick.
And, you know, we should mention there's going to be a lot of baseball. You got the Plainsmen are going to be playing. I mean, between you guys and them, they'll be every week, there'll be multiple games at home at Billwood Field.
Yeah, I would say probably 70% of the summer there'll be a home game at Billwood. So excited for the locals to, you know, come out and watch us, but also our players and the locals to come out and watch the Plainsmen, because it's good to kind of see a higher level of baseball being played. And then also with three of our guys from last year, Derek Coleman, Will Cole, and Jalen Ruffin will be playing for the Plainsmen this year. So we'll be good to see them compete now at the college level, and then also, you know, having them around the team here for as much as they can be. Last night with our inner squad, had Bryce Butterfield, Derek, and Will in the dugout, and that's the kind of program, you know, I'm trying to build is, you know, those older guys can come back and get some reps before they're off doing what they need to do, but then also teaching up these young guys and, you know, telling them what to do, what not to do, because sometimes it just gets kind of tiresome listening to me and the coach every time. So to kind of hear similar messages from a peer, I think kind of really reiterates what we're trying to create here.
Ricky Holm, the head coach of the seniors for the North Platte FNBO Nationals, kick off their season May 17th at Billwood Field. Again, a young group, but you have some pieces that played a lot last year. I mean, you certainly have some starters, and I know a really good junior class that's coming up that you're moving up to a bigger role, but that's a good group. They've got experience on the junior side. I think they're quality baseball players. So they'll fill in.
Yeah, no, we have three returners that were on seniors last year. Carson Johnson, who broke the single season record for stolen bases with 52 last year. Cole Wright, who signed with Sioux Falls to continue his baseball career. And then Carter Kelly, a junior, who was our starting shortstop last year. So those three returners played a huge part in our team last year. And then with that, having some of the newer guys, Tristan Beyer, who had swung last year, but then some of those better juniors players last year, whether it was Easton Jones, Jack Polk, Ty Robinson, Cooper Hill, some of those younger guys that did well for juniors this year are going to get a chance to compete at the seniors level this
and,
year.
And those three that you have back, they're all very different in what they do, which is nice. I mean, you're not the same guy. You got a starting pitcher, you got a speedster on the base pass infielder, and then you got your shortstop back, which is always critical.
Yeah, no, definitely some crucial positions that we have back. Would like to, you know, keep Carson on the infield this year, hopefully not have to catch him as much this year, just because he's such a good second baseman. Carter had ended up winning the starting shortstop job last year. He's definitely got D1 potential. Just got to see if he's going to work hard enough to tap into that. But definitely have some crucial spots. And then all three of them pitch. And actually, we'd worked a little bit this year, and it'll be a surprise for our conference foes. But Carter Kelly, we've dropped down to submarine, and he's been really successful this year, probably given up two hits in 7 or 8 innings in this offseason. So kind of looking forward to what he could do this year on the mound as well.
May 17th, the season begins for Legion Baseball at Billwood Field. We'll have a great season. We'll have you in later on as the season rolls on, and looking forward to, you know, 80 degree temperatures, not 100, and maybe the wind to stop.
Yep. Hey, well, the thing is, you know, everybody complains about the wind, but I come from the Pacific Northwest where, you know, rain shuts down the game. So out here, I'll take the gale force winds as long as it's not raining.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
May 17th, season begins for North Platte FMBO Nationals.